This news update's being brought to you by Mauer Electric, a Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric, a Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. Lonnie Randall Lyles has entered a no-contest plea to two counts of criminal sexual conduct in first degree and a third offense habitual offender charge in circuit court Monday before Judge Prill. Under the plea agreement, other counts will be dismissed and an amended information withdrawn. Lyles faces mandatory lifetime electronic monitoring, AIDS and STD testing, DNA collection, and immediate placement on a sex offender registry. His no-contest plea was cited due to potential civil liability. Lyles has previous felony convictions from 1997 for attempted larceny and 2022 for first-degree assault, making this his third felony. Sentencing is set for June 15th at 9 a.m. His bond's been canceled and he's been remanded into custody. And Richard Johnny Allen pleaded guilty to charges of possession of a firearm by a prohibited person and possession of ammunition by a prohibited person before Judge Prill. The plea agreement includes dismissal of a third account and no habitual offender notice. Allen will forfeit the firearms and ammunition. The court accepted the plea after confirming Allen's understanding of his rights and charges. Allen has prior conviction for criminal sexual conduct, third degree, and a 15-year felony and has not been reestablished firearm rights. The firearm and ammunition were found in his home. Sentencing is scheduled for June 15th at 9 a.m. with a pre-sentence investigation report ordered. Bay County officials have formally launched construction on a new community pool at the Bay County Community Center in Bay City, marking the start of a long-planned replacement for an aging facility that closed in early 2023 due to extensive repair concerns. A groundbreaking ceremony was held this week at site on John F. Kennedy Drive, led by the county's Parks and Recreation Department. The project follows voter approval of a dedicated millage back in November of 2024, providing funding support for the development. The new outdoor aquatics complex is designed to serve a broad range of residents with an emphasis on accessibility and multi-use recreation. Plans include a zero-entry pool with ADA accommodations, interactive play structures, slides, and designated areas for sports such as basketball and volleyball. Additional features will include climbing elements, a zip line, and an aquatic obstacle course, along with space for lap swimming, lessons, and community programs. The facility is expected to be open by June of 2027 and will be free for Bay County residents. A total construction cost has not yet been disclosed. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
Mauer Electric of Bad Axe, the most experienced Thumb Area electrical contractor, is ready to energize your project from micro to macro, from a shed to a barn, from a home to a commercial building or farm. Mauer Electric services most brands of generators. Are you storm ready? Get a generator checkup or purchase a new generator from Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
From commercial to residential wiring and more, call Mauer Electric. This is Nikki Melnick. Call for a free estimate, 989-269-8171.
Contact the leading electrical contractor, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
Welcome back for more news. The U.S. Department of Energy released updated reports today indicating that the ongoing military blockade in the Strait of Hormuz is beginning to impact global energy pricing. Domestic analysts warn that while U.S. production remains steady, the global supply crunch is likely to drive up localized costs for gas and heating. Emergency reserves are being monitored as Pentagon confirms that trade through the Iranian corridor has come to a functional halt. The report suggests that the duration of the blockade will be the primary factor in determining long-term price stability for American consumers. Mars Incorporated and Olam Food Ingredients announced a 5-year strategic collaboration today to promote regenerative agriculture in Ecuador. The project aims to help more than 960 cocoa farmers transition from monoculture to agroforestry systems that mimic natural ecosystems. The initiative is part of a broader net zero vision intended to boost cocoa production while protecting soil health and biodiversity. By diversifying the farmland, the program aims to create natural barriers against pests and diseases that have plagued traditional cocoa farms. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Mauer Electric services generators? Call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Mauer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
For Generac generator sales and service, as well as service on any make and model, call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe today. This is Nikki Melnick. Call us at 989-269-8171.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.